Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Second date update.
We get a lot of requests for second dates on this show, and to pick which ones to do, we try to look at the emails for something that stands out.
Yeah, for sure.
Whether that's a cool date idea
yeah.
or a bad mistake that they know that they made that night.
No, that'll get you on the show.
We always love those.
Yeah.
Or in today's case, somebody with a unique first name.
Oh, that's it?
Which is why we'll be talking to a guy who signed his message Car. C-A-R. So, Carr,
that's kind of cool.
Welcome. Is that your given name?
Is it a misspelling?
No, actually, I was born with the name Carr, but it has two R's.
Like a last name.
I was thinking it was going to be like short for Carson
but
or something.
I thought it was Carl.
Did you write it wrong in the email with only one R?
No. When I got to my 20s, I just dropped the second R because I just thought it would be quicker and more professional. You
know? More professional. I mean, who would hire a car with two R's? All right, those people are jokes.
We sound very professional to us right now, dude.
Not car.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to call you by the short car name, I guess.
Just the one R.
I wanted to do more R's.
Me too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
to stick to what he wants. So tell us about the woman that you met. What's her name?
Her name is Charlene. You know, I met her online.
Charlene.
What a pretty name.
Okay.
That's cool. Okay. How did you guys strike up a conversation?
So we connected over the app. She gave me her phone number, and we were texting. And within the first couple texts, she goes, "Hey, no offense, but I do this with every guy to see, you know, how committed they are. But I'm going to block you."
Whoa.
And I'm like, "What are you talking about? Are you serious?" She says, "The only way to reach me after this is through my Venmo."
No.
What?
That's kind of smart.
I mean, that's a red flag to move on.
It is a red flag.
So the only way you can reach her is if you Venmo her like a buck and write something in the comments of it?
If she's only worth a dollar, Brooke, you don't want that kind of lady. She needs to require at least $20.
What?
I mean, she's really attractive. She was really cute. And I was like, whatever. Okay, fine. You know, I'll send her a dollar on Venmo just to talk to her.
Oh, my God.
Did you send a dollar? She may find that insulting, friend.
Well, when it was done, it cost me $62 just to get a date.
You sent 62 $1 messages?
Why?
All right, so I Venmo'd her a dollar with a message that said, "Hey, it's Carr," and, you know, that allowed me to reach her, right? So fast forward 61 Venmo messages later.
Oh, my God.
Which one was your self-esteem that went with it? You know?
I mean, whatever. It's just fun, dude. I thought it was funny. It's a bold move. You got to give her credit to work the system. Whatever, you know?
We're going to have to cut this second date update short. The only way to reach us now is through Venmo, by the way. So if you want to keep going with this.
Cute when she does it, but it's not cute when we do it, huh?
Well, yeah, because I'm flirting with her. This is going somewhere. I'm not going.
Can flirt with us, bro.
But is she commenting on any of these Venmo payments, or you just keep going one after another?
Yeah, no, that's how we continue to talk.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay, so did you actually turn this into a real date, or are we doing this all through Venmo messages?
Obviously, so she agrees to a date.
Okay.
So we went to, like, this college volleyball game, and frankly the game was cheap, you know. I didn't have enough money for a nice dinner after that, right?
So wait. He spent it all Venmoing her.
Was she okay with just a cheap date?
I mean, it seemed like it to me. It was pretty fun. We got to talk about our lives. You know, after the game, we stopped by like a Costco food court to get some hot dogs or whatever.
I don't think this is her jam already. Yeah.
Food court.
I mean,
Costco food is everybody's jam.
I know, but like she's reading as a woman who wants money. Like she wants a rich guy. That's why the Venmo is there.
I'm not picking that up at all from her.
Well, I mean, I don't really think so because you have to imagine every guy that takes this girl out is going to take her out to somewhere expensive or whatever. So I just figured I'd be different. I'd be the opposite of that.
Bro, you're right.
But you're on the phone with us, Carr.
Yeah.
Oh, she's right now.
I mean, how did that date end or what's happened since then?
Well, on the date, she said this is definitely different than the type of date that she normally goes on. I thought it was a good thing.
Okay. The way she delivered it was like, this is different, like in a positive tone?
Yeah.
Or?
I mean, that's how I took it.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, but clearly now she's not responding anymore, not even to my Venmo messages. And I sent her like $10 on the last one.
What? Oh, you're upping the dollar amount now?
Okay. Oh, can you see her history? Can you see how many other men are Venmoing
her?
Shout
out private.
No, it said on private.
I bet there'd be much.
God, I want to follow her Venmo so bad. I wish you could do that.
Brooke, send her a dollar. I'm sure she'll talk to you.
Just thirsty dudes all over the place.
I wonder if she'll even answer the phone when we try and call her here because she seems really picky about who she talks to.
We have no money either.
So why do you want to talk? Why do you want to see her again?
She's hot, man.
She's super hot. Yeah.
That's it.
She's one of these.
It's the answer to every why question for a dude.
Yeah, we're so dumb.
I think that there's some depth in some men, Jeffrey, every once in a while.
Anyway,
we're going to try and give Charlene a call here. Luckily, we're not blocked yet.
If we want to get blocked, I'm really good at this.
I'm sure by the end of the call we will be, but let's come back. We'll try and get you a second date update with her right after this. Just hold on.
Second date update.
Well, today is a new one for second date, at least for us, because our listener, Carr, formerly spelled with two R's, now it's just one R.
Yeah, that part doesn't really matter on the radio. Can't hear the difference there, Jeff.
It does matter for professional reasons. Okay. It's much more professional with just one R.
Yeah, that's spell out my last name, please. Yeah.
But he matched with a woman named Charlene on a dating app, and once he got her number, she said, "So, I do this with every guy, but I'm blocking you, and the only way to reach me now is through Venmo. Okay, bye."
And it worked.
What'd she get? A charm.
Carr gave her like $63 before they went on their first date.
Something like that. Initially, I said red flag. But now that I think more about it, maybe this is actually a huge green flag.
Oh, because she's such an entrepreneur?
Most guys don't want to date gold diggers. She clearly doesn't need any of his money because she's already got so much coming in.
From him.
And she was very upfront and clear with her communication about it, saying, "I do this to every guy."
That's true.
So Carr did this out of his own free will.
Actually, she is pretty open and honest.
Brooke, you seemed amused by this girl's strategy.
It just baffles me that men are okay with this. Like, all of you were like, "Oh, she's hot. That makes sense." And I'm like, what?
The bar is very low for us.
Like, what happens to logic?
Yeah. Alexis, what do you think about her strategy?
Oh, no, it works. I'm just confused why he's wondering why she's not calling him back. I mean, it's obvious, right?
We all know,
What's obvious?
Money. Don't tell Jeff.
Women don't want money out of guys. Right, that's not a thing.
Yeah, I mean, women would never use it.
But if she already got the $63, why even go on a date with him? Do you know what I mean? Why waste her time?
Do you have any ideas on that, Carr? Any guesses of what she might say here?
I am looking forward to connecting and seeing what happens, but I really have no idea.
The real question, though, is can a good relationship happen when it starts from Venmo payments?
No.
Like, can you build something serious out of that?
No. I don't think so.
Unless it's a business venture, I'm going to go with no.
Well, we're going to try and hopefully prove that wrong and get her to agree to a second
date. Oh, yeah, that's right, Jeff. Sorry, we're on board.
Because remember, that's the goal here, for true love to spark.
At least we know if they ever propose, he could just send her the dollar request with a little wedding ring on it.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
All right, we got to call this girl. I'm going to dial her number right now. Hopefully she answers. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, we're looking to speak with Charlene. Am I saying
this
that right?
Is she? May I ask who's calling?
Yeah. Charlene. I'm just shocked that she answered the phone, honestly.
Yeah, we're all kind of surprised that you answered because we're a radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Okay.
Hi, Charlene. How are you?
Hi. Good morning. Who is this?
Yeah, we're a radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey, and we're doing something called a second date update, trying to help out one of our listeners that you went on a date with recently named Carr.
Oh, God.
Oh, okay.
Dang.
Oh, that was rough.
That's a good reaction.
You're either really religious or you're really fed up with him.
Yeah.
Clearly you remember him. We need to ask you, even before why you're not calling him back, we want to ask you about the Venmo thing.
Mm. Oh, my God. He told you about that?
Yes, of course he told us. He said he spent $63 just trying to get a date.
She laughs.
I mean, it's just like I told him. It's like a commitment thing because I have a lot of guys reach out to me, and I only want the ones who are serious. And Venmo is like the first hurdle.
Venmo is the first hurdle.
So wait, because a guy has $1,000, does that mean he's serious about you?
Would you seem more desperate if they're willing to spend more?
That's true.
No, it's not about the money. It's about the inconvenience of just not being able to message on an app. You can message anybody on an app.
Oh.
Okay. You're trying to see how much effort they're willing to put in just to get on a date with you.
Right. It's about the effort. It's not about the money.
Why did you wait to $63 to answer him?
Yeah. And why didn't you send the money back?
I mean,
no judgment if it's about the money, but it seems like you just need to lean into that part.
The women are calling you gold diggers subtly. You can't pick up on
I'm not against it, but just own it.
Let me tell you about the date that we went on, and you will realize that I'm not a gold digger.
Okay. He did tell us a little bit about it with the volleyball game and the Costco.
Okay, so he told you that. Yeah, it was fun. It was funny. I must say the Costco pizza was way better than I expected.
Wow.
Oh.
You know what?
Interesting.
I had you so wrong. I apologize.
I know.
It
I had her.
You were like.
I had her pegged as a hot dog girl, too.
No.
She went with the pizza. That is a shocking move in the food court.
I thought you were a chicken bake lady.
You yourself are saying that you had a better time than you thought. The food was better than you thought.
Yeah.
Car seemed really nice. Then why aren't you calling him back?
Well, I have a thing about etiquette and treating people around me better than I treat myself. And I was just, there was something that happened on the date that I just was not okay with.
Oh.
And it just really rubbed me the wrong way.
That's interesting.
Bad etiquette?
Yeah.
Don't you think it would be important for him to know what it is so he can change his behavior?
I don't know. We were at the Costco food court ordering our food, and there was the opportunity to tip, and he just didn't even
Wait.
There's servers there?
No, you can order on your own.
No.
You don't work with a person.
I don't have a Costco membership, guys. I'm sorry I exposed
myself.
You
do it on a screen. You don't even work with a person.
Yeah,
they call it out later for you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's an area of screens, kind of like a self-checkout.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
That's convenient.
But you still, get your pizza from the counter, and there's a person there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they kind of just throw it on the counter and then turn around, but
yeah. It's like when you're at a sports stadium, and they're prepping everything.
Exactly. Yeah. There's not much eye contact.
Right, but still.
Don't downsell the Costco workers and all the hard work that they do.
I worked at a burger restaurant. I know what it's like. It's like a fast food counter. I mean, it's the same thing.
Your condemned burger restaurant doesn't hold a candle to the food court at a
How dare
Costco.
You?
Okay.
I know that that's true.
Bronco the cook was amazing.
Sorry, we're getting sidetracked here. So you found it rude that he didn't offer a tip to the person that gave you your pizza?
Yeah, I think that you should try to slip a $5 to any service worker. I just feel like it's the right thing to do, and it clearly didn't cross his mind.
I've never seen anyone tip in Costco.
Well, not at the rich Costco where you shop, I'm sure. Elitist Costco.
Diamond members only.
But okay, so that was it? That was the deal breaker for you?
Yeah, I mean, I went back. I said I was going to go get more napkins, and I went back and gave the woman a $5 bill.
Well, that was nice of you.
I mean, technically, it's his money you used to tip her.
From the Venmo, yeah.
That's a good point.
In a way, he did tip.
So, dip, you just made him.
There's clearly two sides to this story. We have Charlene's. Now we need to get Carr's because
True.
I need to let you know, Charlene, he's been on the other line listening to this the entire time.
Hi.
Are you
serious? Yeah.
What?
That's how these work.
High.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he wants to talk to you.
You need to hear it if it's something that's important to you.
Okay.
I mean.
Hi, Carr.
This is actually kind of a joke. Oh. Right? Uh-oh. Because I always tip 20% on every check if there's a waiter. But this tipping culture is out of control now.
Oh, God.
Who's going to ask me for a tip next? My landlord for my rent? What are we doing here?
That actually is a really good idea.
I feel some animosity from you right now, and that
you know what it probably is? You have a guilt complex because you're taking money from men and you don't like it when other people don't get their
phone number. Oh, this is getting deep.
That's why you're triggered by it.
Okay. Hey, Carr, you know, we're trying to help you here to get another date.
No, I'm good. I don't need help. I'm good. I've heard enough. I'm good. Thanks.
Why does this make it? You're so angry.
You sound really triggered by it.
Because this is a joke. This is a joke. Like, she's actually a joke.
You're upset about this.
Oh, my God.
This is loud.
What are you talking about?
Why
am I getting this strong response out of you?
Everyone, I'm out.
No, hold on.
We don't want it to get hostile on the phone.
No.
We're just trying to set up another date for the two of you.
Somewhere. I don't think that's going to happen.
Well,
okay. I don't know.
Maybe somewhere where there's no tip needed. No, like a
Costco food court, perhaps?
No, how dare you?
I was kind of sticking up for him, but that was...
Yeah. I know, you came in really harsh there.
But here's the thing, nobody's going to hear your point when you just come in yelling, Carr.
That's also true.
There's no way that she's ever going to see your side that way, man.
Brooke, I don't even think he's on the phone anymore. Are you still there, Carr?
God, I was wanting a tip from him.
Okay.
No, he's gone.
No. Oh, darn. But we just
wanting a tip? That's what Brooke just said.
We just provided the service for him, he says. If you provide a service, then he'll give you a tip. But he dined and dashed on our show.
Hey, what the heck?
Charlene, you're still there, right?
Oh, Charlene.
Yeah, I'm just kind of amazed at how much energy hostility.
Sorry about that.
Charlene,
I apologize. I didn't think I was going to have your back by the end of this. So I love you now. Jeez, you touched a bullet.
You're pro tipping though, right, Charlene?
Yeah.
Of course I'm pro tipping.
You'll give us 30% tip on this phone call.
Yeah, she admitted it.
Well, it's free, so if you do 0 times 30, it's still 0.
We can count on you for that 0%, right?
We can count on you, right?
Yeah, I don't trust Brooke's math on that either. I think it's $100.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Yikes, man. I'm still trying to figure that whole situation out.
That he got so mad?
He seems so offended about how tipping is getting out of control these days.
Yeah.
Although he was basically tipping her on Venmo in order to get a date.
That was the irony there. I'm like,
sir, when you're tipping a woman just for conversation, you're the one who's making tipping out of control. Not the world.
But he would argue, let me be him. Well, she's offering a service. I'm getting a reward every time I tip a dollar.
I can't even hear that. I mean, the anger part was so bizarre to me.
Yeah, it was like he was ready to snap.
He came on hot. So I'm glad that Carr peeled out on that one.
Jeffrey,
that's a good bad joke.
Honestly, I try to stand up for the listeners as much as possible on these segments, even when I look like an idiot for it. He would make it really, really difficult to defend him.
God, but I love you looking like an idiot, so maybe I'm sad that he's...
Yeah.
Dang it, Jeffrey.
Thanks for hanging up when you did, Carr. But if you want to get a little bit of help with your dating life, you can always email the show. We'll call that person who's not calling you back.
Free.
For free. We don't charge anything. How dumb are we?
We do take them.
Yeah, if you're willing to. But you can also check out our second date updates on your podcast, wherever you get yours, at Brooke and Jeffrey.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances. Whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death, we all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.